You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Manaakitanga, whanaungatanga and mōhiotanga. Caring, belonging and knowledge. These are just some of the values that permeate through Māoridom. These values extend not only to the way one should conduct themselves, but also how one interacts with the world around them. Rongoā Māori is an ancient method of healing and encompasses all of these. It involves herbal remedies, physical therapies, and spiritual relief. Tohunga is the discipline of its practitioners, and tohunga was seen as the earthly medium of the spirits and influenced all aspects of life. Illness was viewed as a symptom of disharmony with nature. If a person was sick, the tohunga would first determine what imbalance had occurred before the illness could then be treated both spiritually and physically. The Tohunga Suppression Act, passed in 1907, came about over fears of rogue tohunga who did not have adequate training or indeed integrity. The main consequence of the act was that it forced the practice of rongoā Māori underground. The identities of tohunga were kept secret and rongoā was not discussed outside Māori communities. The act was repealed in 1962, and with the resurgence of Māori culture in the past few decades, rongoā Māori has once again become quite prominent.
So my name is Donna Gerich, and I'm a rongoā Māori practitioner and tutor, and I'm also the spokesperson for Te Kāhui Rongoā, the national collective of rongoā Māori healers. For me, rongoā Māori is about lifting the Māori of people. It's much more than lotions and potions and bodywork. I think that our illnesses are more a social issue than they are a health issue. I think many of the illnesses that we have today or experience today stem from some key threads. And just to summarise really quickly what I think those are, I think they're loneliness, I think they're hopelessness, I think that not knowing where you belong, not knowing your tūranga waiwai, and I think not fully appreciating the gift that you bring to your community is all part of rongoā Māori before it is the individual modalities that we do. So inspiring people to have hope is really important. Ensuring that we have communities that are inclusive rather than exclusive. Making sure that we all know where we truly belong. And ensuring that we understand our gifts are the keys to lifting Māori in people. We can use things such as miri-miri, rongoā rākau, plant medicines. We can use matakite, toi Māori, our Māori arts, all of those kind of things to help relieve suffering in order to give us breathing space to attend to the real issues that make us unwell. But that, for me, that's rongoā Māori in a nutshell. It's not to diminish any of our individual practices, but it's to keep our eye on the prize rather than on the how-to.
Why did you initially begin practicing rongoā Māori?
I've come from a background of IT and health science, both of which I enjoyed immensely, but after a while, they weren't as fulfilling as I wanted them to be. I grew up with an aunt raised me, who was matakite. For me, rongoā Māori was around me all the time. I wanted to put my focus into things that mattered to me. And for me, rongoā Māori seemed obvious. Through my health science studies, I realised that there was more to people being well than simply the sciences. And I guess it was just my time to go back to those things. I remember my kaumātua kuia, when I asked them for their advice in terms of moving more into this field and looking for their support, I got an unusual response, which was, why don't you go be a real doctor? Which was quite shocking for me. I learnt that after thinking about what they had said to me, that really they were trying to encourage me to do something that they thought was going to be good for me in the long term. They grew up in a time when it wasn't cool to be Māori, and hence, I think, their comments. But I persisted, and the more I learnt, and the more I worked alongside my whānau and others around the community, the more inviting they were to me to ensure that I had the right teaching, and every opportunity they would share their knowledge with me. So it was a long process, but a really rewarding one, and they continue to support me today.
Could you please explain to me what a matakite is?
So for me, I mean, lots of us have different interpretations, but for me, matakite are people who have the gift to see beyond the veil. So that's an opportunity for our healers to draw on our ancestral knowledge, our ancestral library that exists on the other side in order to be able to heal our people today. So, and for my aunt as a matakite, she would get woken early hours of the morning by komatua koe as a child, get taken into the ngahere and converse with what we call the patupaerehe in order to give information back to our komatua koe. As she got older, she never really talked to us about this until not long before she passed. But as she got older and got more involved with the church, the more she resisted that side of her existence. And it never came to the fore again until just before she passed.
Could you potentially describe what your average kind of patient looks like, or the kind of person who would come to you for healing?
There's people who come to you for healing, who request healing, and there's people who get healing without knowing they're getting healing. But for those who come and ask healing, there are a real mix. We have lots of mums come with medical problems that for their children and help with that. Sadly, we have more and more wahine and couples coming with fertility issues. More and more I'm seeing people with allergies. Komatua koe, after they've sat back and watched you for a couple of days working, will come forward with chronic conditions that they're carrying, mamai that they have been carrying for a long time, in the hope that our traditional ways can actually deliver a service that's more effective for them. I have lots of researchers who come who are researching different aspects of healing or rongo Māori or plant studies or things like that, who come in that door and walk out the healing door. We have a real mix. I have quite a few international clients who have come here for different kaupapa, come to New Zealand, and one way or another their path has led to me, and then they go home and stay ongoing clients, for want of a better word. And introduce their families. So it's a huge mix.
Do you think that rongo Māori is becoming more popular in recent times?
I certainly do. I feel like it's not a thing that is just getting more popular. I feel like it's the surge is building. I feel, you know, on so many levels, rongo Māori is regaining its place, and it's slowly but very surely starting to move forward. I was asked the question the other day by a reporter why I think it's getting more popular, and I gave the stock standard answer of, well, people are becoming disillusioned with pharmaceutical medicines, access is difficult for some of our health services, and so they're resorting to our traditional ways. But I really think the real reason, after giving more thought to that question, it's regaining its popularity for one reason and one reason alone. It works. If it didn't work, people wouldn't come. It's as simple as that.
Just before I let you go, Fire, do you think that you could just give me perhaps some final thoughts that you might have or something that you'd like to say about the topic?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I think we need to remind ourselves as Māori, as citizens of Aotearoa, is that we need to go back to our communities. We need to create communities. We need to live a lifestyle that is much less independent and far more interdependent. Nothing heals in isolation. Nobody heals in isolation. So we need each other. We need our connection to the environment. First and foremost, our first patient is always taught to me by a gentleman called Rob McGowan, or Pāropata, is that our first patient must always be the earth. We must always think about the health and well-being of Papatūānuku. Do our actions harm or heal her? Is the guide for whether we take them or not. And if Papa is not well, we cannot be well. We are totally dependent on her for our wellness and each other.
Alternative medicine and healing practices often get shunned by the mainstream. With the rates of measles on the rise here in New Zealand as of late, it is understandable why. But I think Rongo Māori is more than magical oils and perhaps a rough back rub. Modern tohunga, or matakete as I learn, serve a similar role as they did in the past. They are the anchors of a community, and as Donna said, community right now is what we need. Tū whenua o Ngā Tanihera, reporting for 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.